بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned in a hadith: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That a person cannot be a perfect believer. A person cannot be a perfect believer until I, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that more beloved to him than mi walidihi wa waladihi, more beloved to him than his own children and his own parents and all the people at large. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says that the demand of iman is that I be more beloved to you than every single person in the entire world. No matter which zamana, which period of time you come into this world, but you should know so much about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the external life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the internal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the inner part and life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the demand is that you study my life so closely that I become more beloved to you than your own children. I become more beloved to you than your own parents also, and all the people at large. So this is the demand from every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, it is a correct demand also, because the greatest benefactor, the person that benefited the ummat the most till Qiyamah and thereafter also, is and will only be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it is a demand from you and I and the entire ummah that we take our time and study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama explain that more a person studies the life of someone, reads about him, his external features, his habits, his way of life, his style, his fashion, his trend, the way he spoke, the way he looked, his outer facial appearance, his qualities, attributes, the more you study a person, the more naturally you fall in love with that person. Today we find the trend, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that, do you see that person that has taken his whims, his desires, as his God, his ilah? Today the trend is now, unfortunately the ummah hasn't recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beauty first of all, his external beauty. That should be enough for us to fall in love with him. And it should be the dua of every believer. Should be the dua of every believer that, oh Allah, at least once in my lifetime, grant me the ziyarat and grant me that vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream at least. At least I want to see him one time in my life. This should be the demand of our iman and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we see nowadays under this ayat over here, that have you seen that person that takes his desires as his God? He worships it. He has a desire for sports. He worships the players. He has a desire, he loves certain trends or fashion or certain people in the world, people that their day is in sharab and drinking, their night is in haram and zina. But because he studies their lives, he knows their hairstyle, he knows the clothing they're wearing, he knows the undergarments they're wearing, he knows the type of cereal they're eating. He wants to live like them, become like them. He wants to make their children like them also. So his desires have become his ilah and his ma'bud and his object of worship. His day, he wakes up in that, he sleeps with that, he sees a t-shirt that is belongs or has a name of a certain person. Whereas our fashion, our trend, and our style, our brand name is the Sunnah. Proudly Sunnah. We are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how important it is to understand that person that benefited me the most is still benefiting me. Mashaykh mentioned we don't know, in those nights at the roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah take all of us over again. We don't know which night it was, that Hujra Mubarak in the blessed room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Azwaj Mutahharat, when Nabi alayhi salatu salam woke up in the night, and he would perform salah until his feet became swollen, and then he would raise his hands and make dua, and those tears would flow down his cheeks and drop onto the ground. We don't know in which tier of one of those nights my hidayat, my iman was written. There was a cry for you and me, for us to be sitting here this morning. There was a cry for those sleeping also at this time, for them to come to the masjid.
But we haven't studied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We haven't fallen in love with him. And he tells us, you cannot be a perfect believer until I am more beloved to you. Leave everyone else. That I am more beloved to you. My cry is more beloved to you. My day, my night, my style, my fashion, my hair, my beard is more beloved to you than everything in the world. The whole world can be going one direction. And they say, this is progress. But the progress for a mu'min, for an ummati, is to go back to Madinatul Munawwara. That is my progress. To go back to Madina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Everything can go. Everything can go, but your sunnah will never be left out. Ma'qal bin Yasar radiyallahu anhu, the famous incident where he's eating now the Dasturkhan of the Roman Emperor and a morsel of food falls down. And he's about to pick it up, and someone tells him, these are cultured people. These are cultured people. We do not pick up food that has fallen from the Dasturkhan. He says, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he picks it up, and he cleans it, and he partakes of it. One sunnah was not left out. So if you only understand the maqam, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is why our ulama make this dua, that O Allah, grant me the knowledge of every sunnah. Ya Allah, I want to know every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah, in regards to my waking up in the morning, the miswak, my istinja, my breakfast, my lunch, my supper, how he sat, how he ate, how many fingers he ate with, how he licked his fingers, how he dressed, how he entered the masjid, how he left the masjid, how he performed his salah, where he said explicitly, perform salah like how you see me performing salah. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Grant me knowledge of every sunnah. Grant me the tawfiq and ability to practice upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, grant me true love for every sunnah. And O Allah, accept my life for the propagation of sunnah in the entire world. This should be all our du'as. Ya Allah, I want the knowledge of every sunnah. Like how we find people nowadays, they're studying people's lives to the fine, minutest detail. You want to know about them, when they were born, and what is their star, and ajeeb things you want to find out about people. These are all makhluq. For us to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in Quran Sharif, inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Allah ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the kuffar used to taunt him, As bin Wa'il, a kafir of Makkah Mukarram, and others also together, they should revile and abuse and taunt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they should use terrible words in regards to him. They used to call him madhmum, the despicable one, na'uzu billah. He used to smile. He said, despicable one, Allah has kept my name Muhammad, the most praiseworthy one. And they used to say thereafter, just to hurt his feelings, they would say that you are abtar. O Muhammad, you are abtar, meaning that none of your male offspring have survived you. That soon your name also will be cut off. No one will even talk about you. And they will say in their own circles, they don't even worry about him. Na'uzu billah. All his male spring have preceded him, have passed on. No one even talk about him. So don't bother about him. His religion, his deen will die off very soon with him. And this hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, that if a person has to be taunted that you can't have children, or you only have female offspring, you don't have any males, so your entire family name will die off with you. It's painful, it's hurtful. And he was also insan and human. So upon this pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah revealed Surah Al-Kawthar. That O Nabi of Allah, we have given you Al-Kawthar. One tafsir is the house and the pond of Kawthar. That we have given that to you, that honor. Mufassireen say that all-encompassing tafsir and tarjuma and translation of Kawthar is khayran kathiran. That we have given you plenty of goodness. In every aspect of your life, from your birth, before you were born also. His own beloved father, Abdullah radiallahu anhu, is mentioned about him in the days of Makkah Mu'azzama, that when he used to walk in a certain gully, there was a soothsayer, a fortune teller, and she would see him. And that time, prior to the Nubuwwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the skies used to be open, and the jinnat were able to go to the skies and listen to the what was going to happen in the world. And they would say these prophecies, or they would prophesy, so to say, and tell the fortune tellers. Then the skies closed up, and they could no more go to the skies. When they would go, they used to hear behind the stars. Malaika would see them and kick the star. That's how we get the falling star. But the Western world says that you must make a wish. When you see a falling star, a jinnat is being kicked and is being burnt. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when his father used to walk down a certain gully, then there was a fortune teller, a soothsayer. She would see the blessed face of the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and she would run behind him, tug at his clothing. Oh Abdullah, marry me, please marry me. And he was not interested. Then he got married. And then to walking down the same gully, and Ali, then to she should run behind him and shout at him, please marry me. And finally, after some days, one day when he walked past, she saw his face, she turned around and she began to shout and yell out, crying, and she locked herself in the house. He found it very strange. All these years you're running behind me. Today finally you run away from me. When he goes to her, after him getting married to Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, he goes to her, knocks the door, and he asks, what happened today? She says, it's too late now. What has happened? She says, I'm a fortune teller. And I already got the news that you will be the father of the final Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when you got married, I still had hope that you would marry me still. She says, today what happened? She says, because I knew the signs of Nubuwat, the skies opened at that time, and I would see on your forehead that nur of Nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today when you walk past, that nur was no more found in your forehead, it has been transferred now to the womb of your wife Amina. So I have no chance. I thought I will be the mother of the final Nabi. And now the nur has been transferred. It's too late for me now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah said, we have given you plenty of goodness from your birth till the end of your life and thereafter. فَصَلِّ نَوِيَ فَاللَّهِ Because of this goodness we have given you, this great tafsir in this, the highest form of ibadat, as shukriya to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ perform salah. The highest form of physical ibadat, perform salah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is thanksgiving to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَنْحَرْ and slaughter animals, qurbani. The highest form of monetary ibadat, qurbani. And thereafter the highlight, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ We hear the surah, Mufassireen say, if only this surah was revealed in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this surah would have been sufficient. If only we know the tafsir. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ نَبِيَّ وَاللَّهِ The one that hates you, Has bin Wa'il, your hater, your enemy, your hater indeed, he is the one whose name will be cut off and not yours. Mufassireen say, Subhanallah, that all these arch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether As bin Wa'il, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utba, Shayba, and all these enemies of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they name